Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Some of you have been accidentally skipping some of your closing duties, so I've called this meeting to clarify what is expected. After you've sanitized all the food preparation areas in the kitchen, make sure the pantry and walk-in refrigerator doors are shut and locked. There are a few other tasks to complete before you leave. I know the current checklist isn't up to date, so I'll make the necessary revisions to it.
Number 71. What is the purpose of a meeting? Number 72. What type of business do the listeners most likely work for? Number 73. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Melissa. It's Hiroki from Ecology Now magazine. I just read your article about protecting old-growth forests in Europe and how important these conservation efforts are to the local communities. First of all, I loved your descriptions of the mushroom-hunting social groups. Readers will feel like they're there. However, your article mainly presents the views of people who use the forests for recreation. We need to hear from the lawmakers responsible for the new regulations impacting land use, and be sure to include some photos. Aside from that, great job. Call me back if you want more guidance.
Number 74. What topic did the listener write an article about? Number 75. What does the speaker like about the article? Number 76. Who does the speaker want the listener to interview? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone, to this workshop on artificial intelligence technologies. Though I know everyone's been enjoying the coffee and conversation, we have a lot of speakers on the schedule. To start things off, we're delighted to invite Dr. Haruka Adachi to the stage. She'll demonstrate some ways computer systems can simulate human intelligence. Even if you're not a computer programmer, I'm sure you'll find this demonstration easy to follow. Please feel free to raise your hand to ask questions at any time. We want these sessions to be interactive.
Number 77. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"We have a lot of speakers on the schedule"?
Number 78. What industry does Dr. Adachi most likely work in? Number 79. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. The Home Bathroom Showcase will begin in an hour in Hall D. The showcase will feature the latest designs for showers and bathtubs, as well as a variety of materials for home customization. Exhibitors, please be at your designated booth at least 30 minutes before the showcase opens to the public. If you need assistance, any staff member can direct you to your booth. Attendees, don't forget to bring your tickets to the showcase. We will be running a raffle with a chance to win a new bathtub. You'll need your ticket to participate.
Number 80. What type of event is most likely taking place? Number 81. What are exhibitors asked to do? Number 82. What does the speaker say attendees can do with their tickets? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Andrew. I'm calling about the Dearborn Hotel account, the clients that we're producing the television commercial for. I just heard from them and they said they've been very satisfied with how you're addressing their needs for the project. It's always great to get such positive feedback from our clients, and this is your first account. They also mentioned that they'd like to make some adjustments to the project timeline. Could you email me the most recent copy of it? Thanks.
Number 83. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 84. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This is your first account"?
Number 85. What does the speaker ask the listener to send? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Hi, everyone. As farm employees, we have all come across various issues with our equipment. Today, I'm going to talk about what to do when you find liquid leaking from any of our farm equipment. Our mowers and tractors mainly use fluids like water or oil to control steering. When you find fluid leaking from a broken tube or valve, don't try to fix it yourself. Please let me know, and I'll contact the manufacturer for a replacement part. Otherwise, the warranty will be voided.
Number 86. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 87. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 88. What solution does the speaker suggest? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, and thanks for visiting Eastgate Art Museum. This month, we're delighted to offer a special exhibit of Johann Weber's paintings. In just a few minutes, our museum director will be giving a talk in the museum theatre about the artist's life and work. While you're here, please consider becoming a member of the museum. To sign up, stop by the information desk. Members will receive advance notice about educational events, like the one today.
Number 89. Who is Johann Weber? Number 90. What will take place momentarily? Number 91. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do at the information desk? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
This chart shows the clinic's average monthly expenses. Our wages for dental hygienists, assistants, and other staff members are about 25% of the budget, which is right on target. Even though our rent has gradually increased over the years, it still doesn't take up a large part of our budget. However, look at the costs of our supplies. You know, we haven't looked at other suppliers recently. Any savings we might find could be used for marketing to help bring in more business. So, where could we focus our marketing efforts?
Number 92. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"We haven't looked at other suppliers recently"?
Number 94. What will most likely be discussed next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and chart.
Hi, I'm calling to purchase some backpacks for my company. We recently started selling textbooks, and our employees will be traveling regionally to sell them. I'd like to provide the backpacks to our customers as promotional gifts, but I'd like them to be sturdy, so I'd like something with padded straps to make them comfortable. And there should be easy access to a water bottle as well. If you have what we need, we plan to order 50 of these. So, can you tell me if there is a bulk discount? Please call me back at 555-0198.
Number 95. Why does the speaker want to purchase backpacks? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which backpack fits the speaker's needs? Number 97. What does the speaker ask about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and sign.
Hi, everyone. As most of you know, I opened this grocery store 5 years ago. I'm happy that we are the main supplier of fruits and vegetables in the neighborhood, and the demand for our products has increased. To meet this need, we've received a loan that will allow us to expand our operations. These additional funds will allow us to make an important change. Effective immediately, we'll be open 7 days a week. That means we'll have extra shifts available. If you'd like to work one of these extra shifts, please let me know.
Number 98. What type of business does the speaker run? Number 99. According to the speaker, what did the business receive? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which day will the business hours change?